Hi, I'm Nick. I'm getting married today. I'm also a firefighter and first responder. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can make it to my ceremony to start the next chapter of my life.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to school means food changes, early breakfast, school lunches, after-school snacks, and let's not even talk about dinner. Ollie's here to help you cover all the wellness bases, from making sure your kids get their daily vitamins with Kids Multis or balancing your gut health with Ollie Probiotics. We're here to help you do wellness on your terms. Find us at a Walmart or Target near you or at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Middle Children. Okay, guys, we're trying to power through. I'm also like, just, I am triggered. So it's just, it's a lot.
What happened?
It's a lot. Yesterday it was like I found a moth, destroyed my carpet, as well as then my friend planted a seed that there were eggs in the carpet. So I threw out my carpet, and then I saw a cockroach in my bathroom, and, I'm triggered and I'm in a trauma response and I'm trying to recover.
Okay. How does a trauma response feel?
I talked to my like therapist and she was like, when you see a bug, you feel unsafe in your own home. Because famously, when my house burnt down and I lived in a rental house, that rental house had a ton of snakes and bees and cockroaches and things like that. And like, it wasn't one of those things where it ever got better. It was like, this is where we're living for 11 months. So I think my brain goes to, this is how my life is going to be. And I start panicking.
But even then, 11 months, you made it through.
Yeah.
It was hard. It was horrible. But you've been through much worse than a couple of bugs.
Right. And that's what somebody rational would say.
So you just got to keep playing that rational thought through the irrational response that your body
does
naturally goes to.
Yeah. Literally jumps to. Like, it's just... it's just really wild. So, I mean, I've been crying for hours. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. That's about a lot more, I think, than a bug or two.
That's the thing. We know that's so I think I have to do a meditation that kind of like helps me figure out the root of it. Because there's really this, you can tell when there's a bigger thing at stake. There's just the core of this is deep within me. It's a core wound.
Mm-hmm. Is it only when you see bugs in your house that this happens?
Yes. Yeah, it's only like the idea, I guess, is like it feels like, you know, I guess bugs to me feel like there's an infestation. Your home isn't safe anymore. You've lost control, and it could get so much worse. That's how it feels like. It could get so much worse.
But you are in control. You don't have to rely on anyone but yourself. So you don't have to stay anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Remember on like Maury when they used to, people would be like, I'm terrified of pickles. And then they would make them like, no, they would like run out with like trays of pickles and like try to, it was fucked up.
Yeah. Cause I don't think it's about the bug. I think it's about the idea that my home is not safe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, no, that makes a lot of sense given.
Yeah.
And also given the traumatic reason that you were put into the situation to begin with, which is probably a big part of it.
And that's the thing. It could go really deep because, yeah, like a reason I was in the rental house is my house burnt down, was gone.
Like, some so people like I might felt argue like, where that was my home? The trauma response is that you lost every single thing that you had while you went to school one day.
Yeah.
And then came home and were destined to a room that had bugs.
So I know. So I feel like this is something that I have to heal. And what's exciting is the universe said, we're going to give you the opportunity to heal this. You know, you have to do it alone. You have to do it by yourself. And so that's what's happening for me.
Where's Tim?
Because, yeah, Tim is gone. He is gone for a month. He's in Florida. So that's the thing. And Claire, you know, my good friend who has helped me before, has hurt her ankle. And I mean, I think that like I even feel irrational telling people, it's like I want someone to take care of me, you know?
Have you asked Sarah?
I think that, yeah, I know I can. It's just like, I think it's it's just irrational kind of what's going through my mind and stuff. And I just have to figure out how to get through it.
Well, you get through it by leaning on friends, especially one that is literally in your building. Why don't you?
Yeah, I'm seeing her tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing her later tonight. So, and I bought, I threw out my rug and I bought a bunch of, new bug stuff and put a bunch of poison down. So like I have things in place to solve it. It's just like, again, it's kind of the irrational.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you need to just keep focusing on the fact that like on the facts, not on the
facts,
not on the feeling of what this brings.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, this is like a pesky one-time thing that I can kill with a tissue and be done with.
Yeah.
As much as you can, at least do that. Even if it's, you know, you're faking it to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to,
And think about the positive things of like, you know, you do have people you can rely on. Tim will be back in a few weeks. Like, you're so much better now than you were then.
Yeah. Right. I'm an adult, you know.
Yeah. But it's good that you talk to your therapist.
It really is. And, you know, it's nice when, you know, I think that. Sorry. But I think that, you know, she was like, this is a great time to solve this core wound. Because also right before this, I was having a great week and I was like, I'm untouchable.
You are untouchable. You can't let a cockroach and a moth ruin your entire week.
I know. She's like, they really crumble you down. And I said, girl, I'm on the floor. Like, I'm in the fetal position. You know what I mean?
Well, get up off the floor. That's where they are.
I know. Do you have something irrational that like get? I mean, this is just like I can't explain it. It's always been true for me, and maybe it's because when I was a kid and it was happening, I wasn't allowed to react. You know, like I'd be like, I'm really scared. There are snakes in my room, and my parents were like, "Okay, well, this is where you're living," and I'd be like, "Okay." So now I think it's like my body's like, no,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Well,
Do you have anything like this or not really?
I don't have anything like that, but I also have never had my house burned down.
Yeah. And I always think like, kind of like, oh, it wasn't that big a deal. Like I even told my therapist, I was like, honestly, if I had to leave my apartment right now and never come back, I'd be fine. Like I would just maybe grab my computer, but like, I don't need things like goodbye. And she's like, well, you don't need to give the bugs your home. But it's like, I just feel like I could do that, you know?
Yeah. And maybe if you think about it, this is going to sound crazy.
Okay.
But maybe if you think about it from the perspective of the bug.
Right. Yeah.
That's like, oh shit, like, sorry, didn't mean to be up in here. This was like, like it's fucking cold out, bitch. I just,
Right. I just thought I'd get some heat if I could.
And it's like, this is nothing special about you. Your neighbor's was just clogged and I couldn't get up there.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's, yeah. I mean, I definitely have like triggers, but not.
Not like, so like, do you have a, yeah, this is a trigger that like not only knocks me to my core, it makes me mad at everybody.
I realize when people call me sensitive that that makes me kind of crazy.
Yeah. Like I called Tim yesterday and at the end of the call, he was like, good luck. And like a part of me just was like, after I got off was like, good luck. Like, oh, I'm on my own. Good luck. Like I literally flipped a table.
If it makes you feel any better, I did have a roommate who had a very similar response to bugs.
I don't like that.
And she would like get really
upset
and like I would have sometimes, if I was already left and on the train, I'd have to turn around. Like there was one time, yeah, she would really like fully panic. And yeah, it's just like, you know, it's not your fault. It's your brain. It's chemical. I killed a mouse with my bare hands once.
I remember. And the killing it isn't a problem. It's more the idea of how many others are hiding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where my brain goes. Like, but I mean, killing a mouse with your bare hands, that's animalist. That's a power that
horrific.
I.
Absolutely horrific.
That's horrific. Did you feel it sort of stop? Living?
No,
in your hand?
My roommate was like, there's a mouse under, right, like in her room. And she would get very upset about, you know, anything like that. And I was like asleep at the time, but then I heard her screaming, but I knew what it was. So I pretended not to hear her. And then she was like, I know you fucking hear me.
Oh my God.
And so then I went and I saw the mouse scurrying on the windowsill and it was like going across like a little ledge on the wall. And so I grabbed a Rubbermaid like little container because I was going to catch it. So I like slammed it on the mouse against the wall, but it like caught its back half.
Oh,
so it was like suffering and I punched it to death.
No.
Because I was like, what do I do?
I don't know.
So that's what I did. And it was absolutely horrific. And I turned around and my roommate was just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
But that is the type of strength I like to see, you know?
I mean, yeah, there's definitely, I hate rodents.
Yeah. It's like the only things allowed alive in this apartment are me and Winnie. That's it. I don't want anything else. No.
I'm surprised Winnie doesn't.
Winnie is retired and it's so annoying because it's like, I'd love a little help.
Yeah,
little help. But I don't even feel like she knows. She's like sleeping right now. I mean, the girl is just unfazed. And yeah.
Where are you seeing Sarah tonight?
I think I want to get out of my apartment, you know? So I think it's like I might go over there.
I know. And it's so cold out today. I was going to say.
It's so cold.
I think that'll be good. I think tomorrow's a new day. You can't let this ruin.
2-3 days.
You can't let this ruin everything.
No, I really can't. And I have got to do a meditation.
And moths, I think. Yeah. Like, what's a moth going to do? It's a butterfly with the colors off.
Yeah. Somebody planted in my head that that the rug had moth eggs, and that really got into my brain. And I said, there are eggs everywhere. So I think I put up a ton of moth traps. I even bought mothballs, but then the directions scared me so much because they're like, if it touches your skin, you die. If you do this, death. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't need to do it.
Yeah, mothballs are like if you have a bunch of old clothes in the back of an attic.
Yeah.
I think.
So, right. So then I got scared and I said, forget it. I don't know why I ever thought I would do it.
But I'm sorry that this is happening. The thing is, yeah, because you can be the cleanest person alive. It's still going to happen.
I just had someone come and do a deep clean.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing at restaurants. Like, it can be the cleanest restaurant in the world. A mouse will, you know, make its way. One time I was closing the restaurant and I did not think there was any mice. We used to like have to look and make sure, you know. And I was like sitting in the empty restaurant with the lights off because I was waiting for someone. So like I was there later than usual. I was there by myself. As I'm sitting there, I think I hear like scurrying and like multiple mice had, because I was like sitting in the complete darkness on a chair, like quietly, like looking at my phone. So I think that when there was like no, and they all like came out, like it was like,
oh, someone was like, coast is clear, let's go, boys.
Yeah, like Ratatouille let the people know.
Yeah.
And yeah, I lost, that was something else.
That'll do it. Yeah.
It's like the weird Ratatouille storyline.
There were mice when he would get her ass. Is that the story? Remember, that's almost like the little, what's that movie about the little people?
The Borrowers?
Yeah, The Borrowers.
I love The
Remember?
Borrowers.
It's like they would. I know.
I love
like,
if
I wish bugs
people.
Were the borrowers. Me too.
I think because I've always wanted to be tiny.
Me too.
Or experience what it's like to be tiny.
To be so, so little.
Like, have you ever sat next to a girl on an airplane who will like shift from like being cross-legged in her seat to like.
Oh, yeah. Her legs are like up by her ears and then tucked to the side and then cross-legged and she's still in her area. And I'm like, how do your legs work? Can I say?
And I'm like, you're so
bendy and little.
And little.
Little.
I would kill to experience something like that.
You would be a magical, magical experience. I also don't bend that way. And I am being served ads on Instagram about how there's trauma in my hips. So.
I think I actually have pretty flexible hips for a man of my
humble brag
stature.
I love that. I think flexibility, like, I don't know what it has to do with, but I think it's just like some people are, some people aren't. Some people, like, you might just be flexible, you know?
I mean, I think also it's something that you can, almost everyone can fix.
Work on if they want. That's
because
true.
If
That's
you look
true.
At like Drag Race, I mean, there's multiple, That's... literally 400 plus pound queens that can drop into full splits.
Split, drop into it like hard.
It's like, I think it's definitely something that can you can work on.
God, am I loving this season of Drag Race?
Are you caught up?
I think so. The new one's on tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm caught up from last week.
I'm trying to remember what. Oh, the design challenge.
I love. Oh, the house of everyone. The house.
Can
of,
I be?
I thought
was,
that
like,
was stunning.
Kind of surprised by the bottom.
Yeah, the bot.
I just thought that like everyone kind of did a good job. Like there was no, I thought, like standout that was really terrible.
Yeah.
Except for Amethyst, who I did think, but I thought that Selena's titties was. I like kind of liked it.
I did too. I mean, I love a reveal.
And like, I was like, I like liked it. I don't know. I was disappointed that was in the bottom because when she came out, I was like, fear.
I know. But then, I mean, I thought it was really stunning. She got to dance and like show that because I was like, damn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who was it who? Oh, who? The one they were like, she was like, it was my first time ever sewing, which. I don't think you should ever say,
Malaysia,
but I was like, that's
Fox.
Stunning. Yeah, I don't think she should have said that.
Well, it was funny because they were like, you're such a great seamstress.
Yeah.
And I think she's so pure of heart that she didn't even, she seems like someone that doesn't even think like, I shouldn't say this because it'll make me seem a certain way. Yeah. Like, I feel like she's just very genuine. So I don't think she even.
No, she's so genuine. I don't even think about the way that she's seen. I think that when you plant that seed, then it's like they're going to look for problems now that they know that. You know what I mean? I would have just kept that close to me because
I would have said it in my interview, like in my.
Yeah, I would have been like, privately.
And bitch, that's my first time, Zoe. Like, you know.
Exactly. I wouldn't tell the judges.
No.
Because they remember that stuff. Like, they really do.
And Rue hates that.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, Rue will be like, it's also, I'm like, once you got on the show, you didn't think to take a sewing class?
I think that she said that she did.
Because, like, if I got on the show, I would start taking sewing classes and dancing classes, like, immediately.
Yeah, you got immediately. Yeah.
I think you should start doing drag.
I do too. Thank you for saying that.
Have you watched any of the UK seasons that have a cisgendered woman? There's like, she's was on one of them and then she was on like an all-star season.
Really?
Yeah, and she's a cisgendered woman.
And so does she, how does she dress?
She's a lesbian, but she dresses like a normal, like, you mean out of drag or what, in drag?
No, in drag.
In drag, like a fabulous drag queen.
Okay, yeah, I literally would love to do that.
It's like, that's why they call them like drag artists. Because
I'm a drag
like
artist.
Sasha Colby is a trans woman and is like, you know, always
stunning.
Stunning, but when she's doing drag, it's like a whole different thing.
Yeah.
It's like a elevated, completely, yeah. Like,
honestly, the part I would have the most trouble with is reading people. That's not in my
Lot of them have that though, but also like,
yeah,
here I'm putting her her name's Victoria Scone because she's from the UK and she does like,
that's funny.
Here I'm putting it in the chat, like she did one I think on the season like drag king look where she was supposed to be like the romantic lead, what's it called, you know, on the cover of like romance novels, remember that guy,
ingenue,
the blonde long silky hair, Fabio.
Oh yeah, Fabio.
She like did a look like that, but like click on it because in the second picture,
yeah,
like look at that look that she made.
Wow, I gotta get better at sewing and that's a promise.
But I'm saying like
a lesbian and a lesbian in plaid, groundbreaking. That's what she put. That's so funny. Honestly, I have to start getting into it.
Because, like, I feel like, yeah, you would.
Slay. I would honestly just have the most fun in my life.
Reading, I think I'd be good at, obviously.
Yeah, you would be so good at it.
Yeah, I think that you should do it. We still have to do your makeup. I feel like you have a great face for makeup, too. You can really go crazy.
Thank you for saying that.
You have a good space between your eyes and your eyebrows.
Wow. Yeah, a real palette.
Like,
if you
see
will.
How I have hooded eyelids here?
Yeah.
And you don't. So the non-hooded eyelids are like the best to make.
You can really see that design.
You can really glam it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I would love. You know what? How fun would it be?
I'm saying.
Honestly, what if we performed as twins? Hear me out. Where it's like, just a funny thing, like the next Mary-Kate and Ashley, you know what I mean? Where it's like we solve any crime by dinner time type vibe.
So just Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, but like brunettes. Ooh.
Well, we'd be wearing wigs.
Okay,
so
right.
We could do whatever we want.
Oh, so we could be blondes. Oh, right. I forgot about that. You can, yeah. I want a massive wig. I want a wig the size of my fucking head.
I'm saying you.
So that would be really fun.
Should do that.
I'm going to do that. That would be really fun.
What else is going on?
For me right now, the main focus has been the thing. Mm-hmm. But let's see. Other than that, I'm going to do a big mushroom trip tomorrow. That'll be fun.
What is the event?
I told Sarah that we were going to get really high on mushrooms, and she said, oh my God, wait. Wait, we haven't said, you guys, okay.
Wait, DM'd me too, I think.
Okay. First of all, if you're not a, is it Marsha? If you're not at the Marsha level on Patreon, Chris came over last week and we were doing some of the Patreons, and I thought we were going to just take a little bit of mushrooms because I had a chocolate bar and something happened and all of the mushrooms were in these two pieces of the chocolate, and Chris and I started tripping balls.
Yeah.
Like we were so high. I had a breakthrough famously.
I feel like Jesse was like, loving it. And I was like, oh,
well, all of a sudden I was like, it was weird. Cause again, I didn't think we were going to get high that high. And then we both just, it was like, holy.
Yeah.
Fuck, if it was like we were drugged, but I was the drug dealer and I drugged us. So if you want to really laugh, listen to that, or don't, because I think it's really probably confusing if you want to hear two people high out of their mind.
Yeah, it was. See, that I'm like, it was, that's too
high.
I don't like feeling like I need to feel like I can fake that everything's fine. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Like, I need to feel like. Like, I feel like when I'm on shrooms that everyone in the room, or I mean, it was just you and I, but like, I feel like everyone in the world knows.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, the good news is, thank God, it would have been bad if like one of us had gotten really and the other one hadn't, but we were both in the same place. So I felt pretty safe being like, wow, here we are, you know?
Yeah, I think... Like next time I need the Matilda also, I'm like, was just not the movie.
I was having a great time crying my eyes out.
The color, it was that mustard yellow was like making me want to cry.
I was crying.
You famously cried a lot.
I know. I said, I can't stop crying.
You're which very is actually what I do on
mushrooms. Yeah. On mushrooms. I mean, in Vegas, I sobbed for hours.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like good in a good way or in a bad way?
Well, at one point it was bad because I was scared, but then I was just sobbing because I felt so present and so alive and like so in my body and just like life is beautiful. But it's like, I don't know, I felt really just fabulous.
Yeah, people love them.
I love them. So, and Sarah hasn't done it, so we're gonna do it for the first time together tomorrow.
Oh, I feel like she's gonna love it. She's very.
Me too.
I assumed already that she was like a shroom queen.
I feel like, no, I don't know. It can be scary to get into it, you know? Or I'll speak for myself. It was hard for me to get into it. And then once I did, I said, everybody get out of my way. What are you up to this weekend?
Today's my nephew's birthday.
Oh my God. Is he two?
Yes.
Oh, what a great
birthday party's tomorrow, but he's taking a nap right now.
Oh my God. What's the theme of the party?
Oh. I don't know. Probably construction. That's what he loves.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
He's wearing a shirt today that says I'm digging being two with like a like ditch digger.
Like a forklift. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so cute.
I got him a ride on working garbage truck.
Hello. What a dream.
It's like recycling sorting in the back and they he can like put it in and then empty it from the bottom.
Oh,
so yeah. And then my mom's birthday is in a few days too.
Oh wow, it's a double birthday.
Yeah, Aquarius season.
Wow, Aquarius season. It was my sister's birthday yesterday.
Wow.
I know, she's on Groundhog Day. So
what's your sign again?
I'm a Virgo, September 10th.
Oh, a Virgo's a good one.
I think so, too.
Beyonce's a Virgo.
See? Are you going to try to go to the concert?
I don't know. Because here's the thing. I hate stadium concerts so much.
Yeah.
That I just don't know if it's worth it. My friend asked if I wanted to maybe go in, like, Spain and see it in, like, Barcelona. Because it'd be easier. But I don't know. I obviously love Beyonce. but I swore myself to never go to another stadium concert.
I get that.
Because it's too much.
It's too much. Yeah. I also, for me, I was like, oh, how cool. And then, like, I see how much people want to go. And I'm like, I shouldn't go. Like, I really could get there and feel claustrophobic and leave. Like, that is very my vibe. So I would feel bad. Like, I don't think it'd be good for me.
Because I've never once been to a concert where I'm like, I'm so glad that I was here.
Yeah, like it's maybe for people who really don't mind like close quarters and loud noises.
My whole thing is like the getting to, getting from, the waiting forever. It's not for me. I can't anymore. And like for what? To see like the
I know.
Like, I'm like if Beyonce's gonna be in my living room, I'm down.
I'm there. Or a private concert, really small. Absolutely.
Absolutely. But I'm like, to see just like a TV from half a mile away, I'm like, I would rather just watch this on YouTube.
I'm very the same way. And I you know, some people it's like they really, and I'm like, go. I really feel like I would get in the way, you know?
And like in my head, I'm literally like, when is this thing going to be over?
I know. And I'm so scared for how many, like how much they're going to be. Like, I don't get how things get so high, these tickets.
Because, yeah, I mean, they're going to be, to be in any sort of good seat at all will be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Someone said a really funny tweet that was about like, I hope these tickets reflect that she put out a song a few months ago telling us all to quit our jobs.
I saw like a fake headline that was like gay couple loses home,
like loses their
after
home.
Beyonce, yeah. Lady Gaga, and Dua Lipa go on tour in the same year.
Yeah,
like there is. So funny. I would love to see the Chicks, like the Dixie Chicks. I've never seen them live. Madison Square Garden is like as big as I can go, and it's walkable from my house, so I can deal with that.
Where did I see Lizzo? Do you remember what that place was called?
Terminal 5.
That's as big as I can go. That was perfect for me.
And any big artist, like Lizzo, outgrew that space that day.
I know. That truly that day. But it was so perfect because I could see her. It wasn't that crowded. It was like there was just a few levels, but I mean pretty good. And I was like, this is really good for me. This is like, I could do this again.
Yeah.
But yeah, no one goes there. It's like,
I mean, I saw Lizzo there, and then I recently saw her at Madison Square Garden.
And was that,
it was good. I mean I don't love her new album. It was nominated for a bunch of Grammys also, and I was surprised.
Yeah, her first album was just so good. Was it her first? I don't know.
No, but it was
her,
like the one that like made her famous.
Yeah, her breakout. It was like there are just so many good songs on that. And when you know them all, it's like what a fun concert. Yeah.
And the outfits just weren't giving it to me. And then I saw Kacey Musgraves too. And I'm like, if I'm coming to a concert at sold out Madison Square Garden and you are a diva by like you are arguably
by definition
a diva. You're like a right, you know, like if you are at that level, which both of them are, where I'm like, you're at the like right. Lady Gaga level, you're selling out Madison Square Garden. You better have costume changes, or I'm going to be completely upset. Because let me say something. Like, if I'm going to see Kacey Musgraves and she's sitting on stage with a guitar the whole time, amazing. I don't need outfit changes for that. But if you're going to be bringing me fire, you're going to be bringing me dancers, you're going to hand out a bracelet to every single person in the audience. Like at Kacey Musgraves, which is really cool, they like, when you walked in, they gave you this like wristband thing, and it was like rubber and like a clear rubber. And then when she like came up, because it was her new album, Starcrossed, is like very like dark and moody, and so she like comes and it's like a ring of fire, and then she's like standing in the ring of fire, and then so when she's like star crossed, like all of the bands lit up red.
Wow.
And then when she like did Rainbow, everyone's thing like lit up. So it was like a huge, like it was amazing.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
But you're going to wear, she was wearing literally like just, I don't even know how to describe what's like a jean skirt that's not jean. Like she was just wearing like a skirt that was like blue fabric. Like it was like a blue, very simple blue dress.
No.
The whole time.
No.
Even when she falls off the stage into a pit of fire and then comes back out to do the encore in the same dress.
Bitch, no. That dress would have burnt off your body and you have to put on a new dress. That's how it works.
Like you go to Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood stands in one place, sings ballads in a different fucking gown for each song.
Exactly. She knows. She knows.
Like, give me a gown. I don't have time for it. And in a body like Kacey Musgraves, you could be pulling looks left and right.
Oh my God. That's part of, if I were the director, I'd be like, okay, for this one, this dress is going to do this. You know, I love a cape that blows in the wind. Oh, I think it was Florence and the Machines. She wore this like really cool dress, which had these, kind of really exaggerated long like bell sleeves, and at one point she goes and stands in front of this fan and puts her arms out so the sleeves go back, and it's like just really beautiful. Yeah, and cool. I live for
because
that. I'm
like
show
in
me
something like Madison. I'm like, you need to have huge silhouettes to be
yes seen. I can't see you if you're not wearing sparkles. I can barely see you.
It's
too much. I don't understand that. And it's like, what an opportunity.
That's what I'm like. If you want to sit and give me like an acoustic thing, I'm here for that. I love that vibe.
Yeah.
But don't give me fire if you're not giving me fire outfits.
I think Beyonce is going to be great with outfits. She always is.
Oh, of course. And like Lady Gaga, of course, is always. Maybe I've been spoiled, you know, because Gaga will like walk through a door and her whole outfit changes. But it's like
Gaga gets fashion. She really does.
And Gaga, like the last Gaga concert was very like, I felt like she was like, okay, I'm in my 30s. I've been doing this for a long time. Like it didn't feel like her when I saw her years ago, it was like amazing. But she would have like a drink on, you know, like a glass of scotch on her. It felt very, very rehearsed. Like it felt like everything was like every dance was like, it felt very much like she was like, I need to prove to, like that I still
got it.
Like she had never sounded better or danced better. So like I appreciated that, but all of it still, I'm like, I would have, you know, rather seen it on YouTube.
Yeah, I hear ya.
I would like to see Adele though. Like if someone was like, what is the you can have any concert experience you want.
Yeah.
I would be like, I want my closest friends at like tables.
That's what I was going to say, like almost a big dinner party. Like, I don't know.
I'm like with like wine and weed and Adele.
Yes,
at a piano.
That's
and
it.
Adele's also like having wine and weed and like she's like, you know.
And like walking through the crowd doing, she's good at crowd work. I'm like, anytime I've seen her, I'm like, she's funny. She's so funny.
What would be yours?
My dream. Honestly, it would probably be a Destiny's Child reunion, if I'm being honest.
I saw them.
Because that would, I would truly love that. That was so much of my childhood that I would just die. Also, every song's a banger. They have like so many bangers. I was thrilled about the Super Bowl that one time.
I bet the Super Bowl show will be good this year.
Yeah, Rihanna's going to crush.
When's the Super Bowl? Next Sunday?
I have no idea. Yeah. Is it next Sunday?
I think so. Because I've seen really, all these memes of like people being like Rihanna realizing she only has 10 days to learn music again.
Yeah. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's the thing about people. If it's in your blood, it's in your blood.
What does she care? She's also a billionaire.
Yeah. She's like, whatever. I wonder. I'm sure. Yeah.
I think it'll be popping.
It'll be so fun. I just can't tell if I'll watch live or like the next day. Probably the next day.
Yeah, I really don't.
I just don't care about the game in the slightest.
No.
Like never have, never will.
No, me either. That triggers me.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, football. Anything like, that many men caring and yelling that much, I'm like, forget it. This is toxic.
A couple of times when I was like in elementary school, I fake sick the day after the Super Bowl because I was so anxious about having to like pretend like
talk
I knew
about
what
it.
Was happening.
My dad would normally have a party, and so it was a great opportunity for me to eat a lot. Like, I was like, oh, cool. There's going to be a bunch of food. Like, that's great. My dad would do this thing that was like a chart where you could win money.
A pool.
Yeah. And it had nothing to do with skill because they would put the numbers in after. And that was cool because sometimes I won money and I had no idea what was going on or what I was doing.
Well, that's good.
And that I was into. I was like, I'll win money and I will eat, you know, normally we never get like fucking chips and dip. And now we're getting chips and dip. Count me in.
Can I tell you that?
Yeah.
Speaking of money, as we know, everyone's talking about Ozempic these days.
Yeah.
So I bought stock in the company that owns Ozempic because I'm like, all these rich people are going to see it on Housewives and start buying Ozempic. So for the first time ever, I bought stock.
Okay. Listen, I think it's a smart idea, but get ready for the crash.
Well, as soon as the pipes
that's
up,
one
I
you're
going
to want to sell quick because it will eventually go down when A, the side effects come out, B, people all report gaining back weight once they go off of it, you know?
For sure. I got to ride this wave.
But ride the wave up. I say go for it.
Because they, in the most recent episode of Real Housewives of Miami, they like do it also. So I'm like, rich people are going to start, hopefully, at least.
Probably.
I better, at least if we're going to, you know, fat shame the world even more, I'm going to try to make a buck.
Make a buck or two. I don't understand stocks in the slightest.
Me either. So this could have been a huge mistake on my part, but we will see.
I think that the trick is it will go up, but I do predict that at some point it will crash and burn. So the trick is to just get out when it's good.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
because
something like that, the truth will eventually come out, you know?
Yeah. Like when the FDA is like,
correct. When they're like, this is illegal or people are dying, you know?
Oh, 100%. Once it starts hitting news, once I start seeing news stories about the bad stuff, then maybe I should sell.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you never know. It could be really, really great.
It could.
The fact it's gone public, that's really interesting.
Well, it's owned by like a big, like it's not its own thing.
Got it.
I like looked up what pharmaceutical company owns it.
Oh, got it. Oof, God. So. But good for you.
Listen, I gotta try to, you know, make money on the backs of people that won't sit next to me on a plane.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's people in the stocks, you know, that's certainly something. And I think also the market's going to crash soon. So,
well, doesn't it always?
Yeah, but everyone keeps saying a recession is coming. So
I feel like they've been saying that for our whole lives.
That's true. And the trick is, it's like, just keep the money in. It goes up and down. So just don't panic.
Like, I feel like our entire lives, probably since like 9/11, people have been like, it's not a really good time for hiring right now because of the recession.
I know. But the inflation is getting crazy.
Like, I feel like no one has, in my life, I've never heard anyone be like, it's a great time for the
I know. When's it gonna, when are we going to get a break with that stuff?
Never.
I guess never, which is exciting.
I think our parents
really kind of cashed out that train.
Got that. And now.
Good for them.
What are we going to do, you know? But anyway, love you.
I love you. Thank you for that.
I do not let the demons win.
No, I shall not.
Bat them away.
Yeah. Kill them. Squash them.
You're stronger.
I am. I really am.
So.
There's been no sightings today, so
let them.
I'm in charge.
They can't do this.
They cannot do this. This is my house, bitch.
And if you see one, you should get some Raid. Do you have any of that?
No, but I put down a cockroach poison. So
sometimes it's nice though to have a little spray in case you see a little bug. You just fuck you.
Yeah, fucking fuck it. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
And then leave the body to scare the other ones.
Yeah, as a sign. Love that.
But anyway, guys, We love you
so much.
And we are over 1,000 reviews. So we love you guys so much. That was such a beautiful surprise.
We're going to do something fun for you. We just don't know what yet, but get ready.
Yeah, we're like figuring it out.
It looks really sick that it says 1K now. You know what I mean?
Listen, it's exciting is what it is.
It's really exciting.
It's a 5 out of 5 with 1,041 writings.
Like, hello, that's a big deal.
It's so good. And we love you guys so much.
Yeah.
So, somebody said, 5 stars, I became a Jan Brady. I was the eldest to Jan Brady right smack dab in the middle when my dad married my stepmom. Wait, what does that mean?
I think it means that they maybe adopted, so she became the middle because there was another oldest. Who's Jan?
The oldest, right?
Marsha's the oldest.
I was the eldest. So yeah, she is Jan. Yeah. We love you, Jan.
Love you, girl.
But anyway, guys, until next time, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The middle children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own high five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.